Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. Welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Wow, what an exciting time to be alive. No matter what is happening right now to you personally, just take a deep breath and think about all the amazing things that we are seeing. What you are experiencing is a great unification of people, plants, animals, and planet. There is a shift that is occurring right now, and you can tell who is going to be moving forward and who's going to stay stuck in the muck. There are many people who are choosing to remain angry over things that they have no control over. There are many that are depressed that they're not obtaining the material goodies that they once enjoyed. There are many who are feeling sorry for themselves after having lost homes and jobs, and who choose to stay stuck in that depressed state. Fortunately, there are many who are seeing the bigger picture to it all, who are looking at life knowing full well that the universe has their back, and life is to be experienced right now as absolutely amazing. I believe these people are the dominant factor in the shift of consciousness. Life is changing at a very fast pace. So which group are you in? Look at Japan. Look at these mentally strong people. Is there any doubt in your mind that they will come back stronger, more vital, more alive than ever before? My admiration and love for these Japanese people have grown so dramatically. It's so easy to send them love and appreciation. And look at all the groups of people doing mass meditations in which to heal the water, sending their heart coherence to calm and to give the Japanese people hope for a better future. Reminds me of the time the world watched and cheered with the rescue of each Chilean miner. Remember how it felt to be connected to the entire world? Look at all the uprisings in other countries. The people are unifying in historical levels. Even in the U.S., our citizens are actually unifying against the extravagance of our government. Keep your eyes open and watch what is happening. Don't be afraid, but be amazed. This is why you chose to be alive right now. Don't close your eyes and hide. Be grateful, amazed for witnessing a new consciousness that is being born right now. This is a time that's going to go down in history. I also want to remind you to keep your eye on the KP Solar Index. And remember that with every major solar storm, a great mass of energy comes our way. Use this energy to heal, to love, and to create a better reality for all. Your manifestations will become a reality very quickly, so stay focused and stay committed to being happy. Oh, I get so excited about this magnificent time in history. I am so blessed to be alive right now, and I hope you feel the same way too. So, tonight we have our wonderful wise Frenchman living in Ireland, and he is going to talk to us about life, love, and problems. Bertrand Dory of Design Your Dream Life will be here right after these messages. You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with FordSync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with the mobile app as well, or just listen through your MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the station for your well-being. The University of Attraction. Where else can you take free, interactive courses from international scientists, medical doctors, spiritual leaders, and experts in the field of the Law of Attraction? At the University, you will have your personal questions answered, enhance your intuitive skills, communicate with the angels, fill your life with music, and free meditation and hypnosis downloads. Sign up today. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and click on the University of Attraction. The doors are wide open, waiting for you now. Here's the most incredible singles cruise ever. That's right. Law of Attraction Radio Network with SpiritualSingles.com and MatchMatrix.com is putting on the most incredible cruise full of fun and romance. No matter your age, size, ethnicity, or whether you're single or in a long-term relationship, join us to spark up your love life. Our four-night cruise starts on Thursday, October 27th. We set sail from Miami to Key West to Cozumel. Join our relationship experts, tantra experts, love angel communicator, energy healer, and our very own laughing yoga, who will be assisting you in making this the best adventure of your life into love. Rates start off at $5.99, which includes all of the workshops. There are balcony cabins still available, but you must sign up immediately. Rates will go up dramatically after March 28th. Don't wait. Sign up with your $150 refundable deposit and book your cabin now. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to bring your costume for a wonderful evening of fun. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and don't forget to tell us who referred you. We'll see you on board. Okay, we're back. Hey, you know, there's still time to sign up for the cruise with the same low rates. We have so many people signed up for the cruise that the cruise lines gave us an extension on the same low rate. So come on and sign up today before all the great cabins are taken up. Also, I want to let you know that we have expanded the University of Attraction. There are now new hypnosis recordings that you can download for free. Finding Your Soulmate, Anxiety and Self-Esteem Treatment, Weight Loss CDs that consist of I Love to Eat Smart and I Love to Exercise, and, of course, health, wealth, and well-being, and many more. By the way, new classes will be starting on April 25th with Gaia on how to communicate with the angels, and energy transformationist Janice Duncan, who studied under Joe Dunning. Janice is a miracle worker, so you're going to want to take her class of energy transformation. And guess what? Because our friend Nana Kesha states poverty is a disease, we need to be having classes that teach you how to make money online. We're also starting our own affiliate program. It's all very exciting. So meet me in the University of Attraction and let's get going on creating the life you love. Now let me introduce this wonderful soul who we call Bertrand Dory. Even though Bertrand is French, he is living in Ireland, so he can be the single father to his lovely 11-year-old daughter, Julie. Bertrand is a life and wealth coach, sharing his wisdom every week on his radio show, Design Your Dream Life, right here on Law of Attraction Radio Network. Bertrand has been through it all, and I believe this is why he's such a phenomenal coach. He helps you get down to the real nitty-gritty issues so that they can be released and you can start moving forward. Welcome, Bertrand, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Yeah, good afternoon, Julie. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's an honor to be talking to you in Ireland. Bertrand, tell me, what got you interested and motivated into changing your life and even to start researching out the law of attraction?
But if you don't mind, I would just go and tell a bit of my history so that people will understand where I'm coming from. And I think that this will really inspire a lot of people. In fact, what happened more or less 1 year ago, everything in my life crashed. Really, when I mean crashed, it really crashed. So I lost my clients for my consulting business. I lost my relationship. My relationship with my daughter was at a lowest point that nobody can really imagine how bad it was. We were really fighting every day. We were bathing in anger and so on. And something inside me knew that this was my wake-up call to do something with my life. And I was drawn to people who were far more positive than me. And I wanted really to understand what they were doing that was different for what I was doing. So I started to read a lot of material on personal development. I was listening to Tony Robbins, to other people who inspire me. But I didn't have inside me this feeling that things were shifting. So I chose to join a community of like-minded people. And this is when everything really shifted in my life. I really understood my power. I wanted to embrace it, and I wanted to change, and I wanted to change everything in my life. So that's really what attracted this to this business and to this environment.
So how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 10, nearly 11. But last year it was really, because I'm a single dad, so I'm in charge of my daughter full time. So there was a lot of guilt on my side, guilt of our mom's side, and her name is Julie. And Julie was feeling this, and also feeling that she was responsible for the breakup, but also for the situation. So there was a lot of sadness inside her, and also feeling that she was also guilty of what happened. So she was just angry, hurt all the time.
So fortunately for you, while you were learning about the law of attraction, learning about self-development, you must have been discovering a new way to parent.
Yeah, it changed dramatically. And what I really, the biggest lesson I learned from this is by changing myself, I can change people around me. And the biggest example is my daughter, yeah. Because as soon as I started really to shift and started really to embrace life and being more positive and looking at things differently, sending love to her even when she was angry, she started really to change also completely. And she became far calmer, far more happier. And also, she's now starting really to take risk with friends. So she's not really clinging to other friends because she's scared that they will leave her. But she's really embracing every relationship she has in her life. And one of the turning points for me was one day when I was driving the car, it really clicked into me that I had the power to change how Julie was feeling and how she was responding to life. And she was getting very angry because she was hurt for any reason or another. I don't know exactly what reason. And instead of reacting like I was used to do, I just decided to bite my tongue, so use the step back. And instead of reacting, I was just sending her love. And then she was starting to explode. And suddenly she stopped and said, "Wow, I'm feeling good now." So just by feeling the love I was sending to her, even at this moment, she felt that she didn't need to be angry. And then I realized that her anger was not only simply the hurt, but also was a test. A test to check if even when I am behaving in this the most atrocious way and telling you the most hurtful thing, are you still loving me? Mm. And she could feel that even when she was a brat, I was still loving her. And that really made her feel so safe, so secure, that she's now able to live life knowing that she's loved no matter what.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is so well said. I love that. And I especially like what you said, that in order to change other people, you have to change yourself. And for some reason, after all these years, that's the first time I've actually heard it put that way.
But Julie, it's like I have this analogy in my head. Every time that I'm feeling a bit guilty to feeling good, because it's annoying some people sometimes when you are always with this very positive attitude. Other people are saying, but how can you be happy when I am feeling sad or things are not going well or the world is in disarray or something like this? And I just have this picture in my head. I just close my eyes for a second or two and I see myself as being a candle. And I have a little flame on top of me. And no matter how dark a room is, if you are the light, if you bring the positive attitude, you will put some light in the room. And if you can brighten some other people, that's your power. And I think that this works also in parenting. If you are the light and you are bringing light to the family, the full family will feel in a far brighter environment.
Oh, wow, that's great. Now, you state that we attract everything, the good and the bad, and all the circumstances.
Yeah.
In other words, we're not a victim. We are the creators.
Completely, yeah. We really do this. And I think that the guilt I was feeling last year with Julie, that's what I attracted from her. So whatever I was feeling inside me, even if I was a good dad and I was taking care of her and doing whatever a parent has to do, still the fact that I was vibrating this guilt was attracting hurt and guilt into her, but also reasons to feel unhappy wherever I was going. So when I was going in a shop, there would be a queue. We would arrive very late at school every day nearly. Whereas when we are feeling good, and I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling centered, and I'm feeling happy, everything seems to go so easily. Even driving to school, instead of taking half an hour, now it takes 20 minutes or 15 minutes, and we are never late anymore. Everything that we need comes to us in the way that we desire it and that we foresee it in the morning. And I have another example also of this, which is kind of funny, but really an eye-opener. Is one morning when I was driving to school, everything was going fine and so on, but I knew Julie has a problem with one of her friends, and she needed to resolve this. And we were driving, and when we arrived close to school, then the traffic started really to get nasty, and I didn't understand why. I said, why? I'm vibrating the right vibration, I should be fine, and so on, and we arrived 2 minutes late. But just at the moment I brought Julie in front of the school, her friend just came at this exact moment, the friend she was having an issue with. And we just managed to have a small chat, 30 seconds, and the two went well again together. So it was like the universe orchestrated everything here to help Julie so that I would be here to witness that things are fine and also just to say the right word so that the two girls could talk again together.
I love that story. Let me ask you something on a personal level for me. Because I need you to help me figure out why I created this scenario.
Okay. Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I had a healthy 1.5-year-old male cat, and I took him down to this brand new animal shelter to be neutered. Since then, my precious little cat has been hospitalized twice, and I just had to admit him at 5 a.m. this morning for 106 fever again. So I have a vet bill of about $2,000, and it's not even close to being done yet. Now tell me, why did I create this? What could be some of the reasons? Help bring some clarity to me.
Oh, that's a difficult one. I guess that's probably here. I'm not sure that you attracted this into your life. I think that there is probably a lesson for you to learn here. And I don't know what the lesson is here, but there could be some lesson around money. It could be a lesson around how you care about your cat, or maybe it could be a lesson of that your cat is on its way out and that you need really to get prepared to welcome a new cat, a new friend in your life. I don't know.
Well, I don't like the last one at all. Because I want him. I mean, could it be that I just need to let go and let whatever is going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. But also, you can visualize your cat feeling getting better also. But if the universe is bringing you these circumstances, is usually because there is a lesson here for you. And sometimes we can't see the lesson at the time that things are happening. So yeah, it's letting this unfold and see how it's going. But also, it could be that also it is up to you to dig deeper inside you, so that you can visualize and look not at the fact as they are, but at your own power of maybe helping healing your cat.
You're right. I think, and it may have to do with the money, because people have said, you know, you shouldn't pay $2,000 for a cat to get well, and they think that I should just put him down. But then my thoughts today came to be, it's only money. We've got an abundance of money everywhere. it's fine, right?
But then, yeah, then it's probably this lesson also for you to learn that it's just money. And maybe there is a deeper lesson also that whatever other people are saying, if your heart is saying that this is the right thing for you to do with your cat, then and for your cat, then it's the right thing to do. And that money will come anyway to you at the right time, whenever you need this.
Exactly. So maybe that was the lesson I need to know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe this could be. Yeah. I don't know. How are you feeling about money?
Well, today I feel like I'm just going to stop worrying about it. I'm just going to let the vet bills come up and, well, I'll deal with them. And I just know that everything will be all right.
Yeah, but also here you are giving your energy in a form of money to help healing your cat, which is very, very important in your life. So it could be that letting go of this money means that there is a belief or something in your belief system that says, okay, if this money goes here, then I may not have enough to pay more bills. Mm. So maybe, as you said, the lesson here is that you can let go of this money for the moment because you will receive far more. Whenever.
And that is my lesson. I think you're absolutely correct on that. I just need to let go, because really money is money. It's just nothing really, and it will come.
Yeah. So now also you have to ease your heart a little bit, because I can hear and I can feel your distress with your cat, and just ease your heart, because you are doing everything that you feel inside you is the right thing to do. And by easing here, whatever happens will happen in the right way for you also.
You're right. Good advice. Okay. Well, so what would be your advice to people who are facing unemployment or experiencing unemployment? You know, with this economy that's affecting the entire world, it's hard for people not to focus in on the lack that they're experiencing.
That's true. And what I would say to people is, because I faced a kind of an unemployment, if you want, when I lost my clients, and I saw the two parts, the one that where I was trying to make things happen. So I was working hard. I was working hard, taking my business to the next level. And it didn't work. I was just fighting against a brick wall, and it didn't work at all. And then I choose to let go and go deeper inside me and shift my belief about money. And really feeling that money is something that I had before, because people can have this if they had a job before. They can remember how they were feeling when they had the security and safety of having a job and having an income coming every month. And really going deep and finding this place again and vibrating this, because the more they will complain about the economy, about losing their job or the fear of losing their job, the more they will attract this and the more things will become a reality for them. Whereas if they find this place where they had this feeling of safety before and feeling that of comfort, I would say, they need just to remember how it felt and really work on this and visualize the best thing that could happen for them. And sometimes also, and that's very important, because when I crashed, I I noticed this after, a few months after. I didn't notice this at the time because I was too much buried into my own problems, that this happened for a reason. And if this didn't happen, I would not be here talking to you today. So I needed to crash. I needed to come to this rock bottom so that I could find then my inner strengths and my way of being authentic and finding my real passion and purpose so that I can now rebound, learn my skills that I need to learn, and then do a business from this. So it's really for people to embrace their own power now. And if they are scared of this, then visualizing things going into the right way. Because if they do this, they will feel better. But also at the job, they may attract the right clients or the right boss or the right promotion, and they will feel again better. If they emit negative energy, people don't want to deal with them or don't want to have business with them or don't want to have them in the team. And then they're increasing their chance also, of course, of being laid off.
Was it last week or the week before, you interviewed someone on your show, and I thought it was so brilliant because she said that what if you looked at things as if they turned out right?
Yeah, that was with Mindy Odlin. Just some background on Mindy. Mindy has written a book called What If Things Go Right, or What If It All Goes Right. And I remember one day I was listening to a tape, and the first question that Joe Vitale said on his tape was, and what if you're going to learn what is going to change your life now? And I found this question so powerful, and it's really setting an intention for your life or for the next segment of your life or for the book you're reading or for the action you're taking. So this helps you to really go in the present and say, and what if what I'm doing now, what, like talking to you now, is going to inspire people? What if when I'm going out with my daughter and I'm going to treat her? Okay, I know it's money going out, and I think everybody has belief around money. Even myself, I still have some belief around money. But what if I treat her, and then she's so happy, and I'm getting the coolest dad, and life is going to be even more wonderful? So it's really, instead of looking at what may go wrong, at the end we're going to attract this, we're going to be looking at what may happen if things are going right. And I have an example here, sorry, Julie. It's that in a previous relationship, I had this question, what if things go wrong? And when I started to ask this question, what is going wrong, what's going wrong, exactly what I was fearing came into my life. Mm-hmm. And of course, the relationship stopped. And if I had, at the time, had the wisdom of asking the other question, then maybe we would still be together today. I don't know, but it could have been.
That could be something that I need to look at. What if my precious little cat is perfectly fine and he's going to be absolutely wonderful? I need to be looking at that instead of being worried about him. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct, yeah. Again, there are some forces we can't control. We can't control exactly how it will unfold. But it's correct. It will help you also to find the right things to do with your cat that will be beneficial for him and for you.
Right. Good. Now, you are a Frenchman, but you're living in Ireland. Is that because your daughter was there, or... are you just finding Ireland is better than France?
That's a good question. And to be honest with you, my answer is changing over the last year. Initially, I thought, because I came here married, and we didn't have Judy when we came here. And I thought it was just a new adventure and something new in our life, and that we needed to have a new beginning. And just having the buzz of being into a foreign country. And we liked Ireland because it's a beautiful country and people are very, very nice here, really nice. But now I'm looking back and I'm saying, maybe it was not only this, because we could have gone anywhere in the world. It could have been Spain, it could have been Italy, it could have been Germany, or maybe not Germany, but it could have been any of the countries. And why choosing an English-speaking country? But now I'm realizing that it was probably something part of my past, something I needed really to acquire this language and really understand how to talk and communicate and have the relationship with other English-speaking countries so that I can really spread my message. So I'm not sure if this is the reason, but it could be that this was the reason why we were so attracted by an English-speaking country.
Interesting, interesting. And then that's probably very true because here you are on the radio speaking English.
Yeah, speaking English, writing English, and in the process of writing a book, so which is amazing, in English.
Yes.
Which is, for example, it is my fourth language also, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us about your upcoming book.
So the book is called Design Your Dream Life. And what I would like is for people to really feel, and even listeners on the show now, I would like them to feel that everybody has the power to go inside them and find their true power, their true authentic power. And from this voice, because everybody has a unique voice, has something to contribute to other people, whether it's their families, their friends, their extended community, or like we are doing, to a wider community. And what I really want from this book is to bring them on the journey that it is possible, but shift a little bit the way that they're looking at life. Because I feel that, and I was in this also, that if I take the analogy of a seed, we put a seed on the ground and we are taught over years and years of education by our families, by the world around us, that we need to make things happen. And we are trying to force a seed to grow. Of course, over time, it may grow, may not grow. But this is what we're trying to do, and that's the bulk of our actions. Whereas what I would like now people to see is that it's not the seed that is important. The seed is our desire, it's our skills, it's our power. And the seed itself will find the nutrient and attract everything it needs to it. What we need to do, the work we need to do, is to prepare the ground. Prepare the ground so that it's fertile, so that it's well watered, so that there are no weeds, no stones, and that it's in a sunny place or in a place that's exposed to sun. And that's our work. That's our inner work. That's where we have our own power. And if we nurture this and nurture ourselves and find what we are on this planet for and what are our skills, find our authentic power, and then we nurture this, things will come to us.
Mm.
And that's really what I would like to go in this book. So I'm taking a journey from designing really our dream life, which is more or less our garden, the work we need to do on ourselves, and so on, and what is blocking us, what is really stopping us for doing this work, because it is not that too difficult to prepare the ground, it's not too difficult to put the seed in the ground, and so on. But why are we not doing this? And there are many, many reasons here. Some of them are linked to our ego, some of them are linked to our fears, some to our human needs. And then what people can do on a daily basis as a practice in order to be able to shift these beliefs and start really to work on things that are important for their life and take what we call the inspired action that will take us forward.
Mm. Mm, that's great. So when do you think the book will be finished? I'm anxious to read it myself.
I'm targeting June.
June. Oh, wonderful.
June, yeah. And I think that the publishing will be probably in the last quarter of this year.
Okay. So you're going to make it an ebook first?
I don't know yet. Honestly, Julie, I am taking the approach of flowing here.
Ah.
So I'm writing, I'm letting sometimes, there are days where I'm writing, there are days where I'm not inspired, so I don't write. And there are days where I can write for 2 or 3 hours and the words are just flowing because I know they're authentic, they're coming from my soul. And I don't know if there would be first an ebook or it would be published or self-published. Things will come to me. I'm attracting the right people currently in my life to grow, and I think that the right people will come to publish this book.
Yes, yes. You have some really tremendous guests on your shows. For instance, Michael Logier.
Yeah.
How was it interviewing him? Did you enjoy that? And how do you like doing this?
I love doing this because first I'm learning a lot. Mm. Okay, I'm learning a lot from the guests because they have such a great wisdom. I'm so inspired because I know when I'm finding the guests and they're coming to me and they're happy, I guess because I'm emitting a right vibration for them and they enjoy my interaction also with them before the show. And then I'm feeling happy because they're sharing this with the listeners and they're sharing openly, and we're just spreading this wisdom around the world. And when I'm interviewing them, of course, there is always this little fear before, and my little voice saying, that's Michael Lozier, he's such a big guy, or this is Mindy Odin, she wrote a book and she has been published, or Julia Roberts, or Liz Green, or Rachel Taylor. They're all people that I admire, really, from my heart. And I'm finding myself sometimes very small. But at the same time, when I'm doing the interviews, it's just flowing. It's just coming out. The questions are coming out. And I know that we are sharing this with the people because we want everybody to take something out, something important for them. And it's easy then when you have this intention. And none of the interviews or none of the shows are prepared before, because I believe that in order to serve people that are listening to the show, we need to connect at soul level so that people really feel this, that this is completely who we are, and we really want to share the best of who we are with them.
Oh, that's beautiful. And I agree with you. Every guest that I have on my show, especially you, I am learning such a tremendous amount. It's just like we are being forced to live the law of attraction 24/7. And wow, what a great blessing that is, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a blessing. And it's not only the law of attraction. The law of attraction, I think, is more or less the outcome of our feeling good. And I know that some people are saying you have to fake feeling good, you have it's a choice. I agree, it's a choice sometimes to snap out of a bad feeling into a good feeling. But you can't really fake it as much as manifesting good things in your life. It's really, you're manifesting more of the feeling good. And once you are in this, I feel good and I manifest more, then you have reasons to feel good. And then when you have reason to feel good, you're feeling better and better and better. And there's become a point where when you're feeling bad, you feel it and you say, oh, I'm not comfortable in this bad feeling where I was before. I want to feel good again. And then the choice really starts to kick in, and then the manifestation starts to kick in also. And that's what I found with the shows, just to go back to your last question also. With the show, people just came to me. I asked them once and they say, oh, yes, no problem. I'm happy to do this. And it's just because I guess that we have this energy and this good feeling and this willingness really to serve that is transpiring even by email, which is really, really incredible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The desire to serve. I think that's apparent with every single host on the radio network. Definitely. It all comes from the heart. And we can hear it in you. And I heard it in your voice. And I know people often talk about how wonderful you sound on the air because of your French accent. But I think beyond that, they can actually feel the vibration that you have through your voice. And it is sending messages of insight, of messages of love, of messages that, hey, everything's going to be okay. I think that's what they're reading from your voice. And it is so wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. That's really a nice compliment. But I would like to say something here, is that, as I said before, I am part of a community of like-minded people, and it's really important for me. And Liz Green and Rachel Taylor are also part of the same community, and that's why we know each other. And this morning we had a call, and it's just very synchronistic here. And we were talking about the subject. I don't remember exactly what it was. But then I was sharing with the group what I was feeling inside sometimes, because it's true that I really want to serve people. I really genuinely really want people to take their life and do something wonderful with it, because I know it will not only impact them, but it will impact also their friend, but also their children. And children are important for me. And but I was saying that I am living sometimes in a constant conflict with myself, between my fears and what I want to do and what I can do and what I can't do. And my inner voice is always in my way and trying to say, no, no, Bertrand, you can't do this. Oh, you're not good enough for doing this, and so on. And it's really learning to listen to this inner voice and saying to it, you know what? Thank you very much for saying this. And I know that you want to keep me safe. It's great that you want to do this. But you know what? I want to go in this way, and I'm going to take you with me, and together we're going to make something great. It's like if my soul and my ego are two people talking together inside me, and they're having this debate, and they're kind of fighting and battling this, and you just decide to go in one direction or the other, and knowing that the direction that seems the most difficult is, but the one that is feeling the best inside me is my way, and I'm going to take the other part of me with it, because it will be a great place.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. I love that. I can see where you would make a fabulous coach. And so you do full-time coaching?
I do coaching, not full-time, because I'm writing my book also.
Oh, yes.
And so the book is taking some time, but I do coaching. And what I'm planning to do for May is a series of group coaching. Why I want to do this is I did this in the past, and it's working really, really well. But I was really targeting this on either the fears or either relationship or excuses. But this time what I would like to do is combine excuses and fears and everything that is blocking us together. And why I really, really want to do this in a more structured program is I feel that when there are several people sharing together, everybody is learning from everybody else, and it's far more powerful to do this in this way. So from May, I'm launching a new program on 5 sessions, and then there will be a recap session 1 month later, where people can see how much progress they have made. Because when one of my most powerful learning that I had was when I sometimes stop and look back. And I look back at how I was, let's say, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year ago, but also how I was reacting to life. And now I'm looking how I'm able to respond to life, I'm able to create my life, I'm able to take steps, I'm able to articulate what I'm thinking, and so on. And it's really important that people experience this also, because words don't teach. It's only life experience that teaches us.
Absolutely. So how are you giving this course? Is it a conference call, or is it online, or how do people participate in this course?
It will be online and also accessible by phone, but I would prefer to have this completely online, but some people can just run by phone if they want to. But in some cases, I will share some visuals also, because I'm a very visual person, and I know some people like visuals too. And some people prefer only the voice. So it will be a mix of the two. So it's I don't know if you're familiar with GoToMeeting. It's kind of, we can share things, but also just participate by phone.
And you're going to have this information up that where people can join you on your website?
Yes, on my blog, yeah. Which is called designyourdreamlife.org.
.org. It's O-R-G.
Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't get the other one, so I had to get this one.
Well, it works. Designyourdreamlife.org.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, and that's where people can find more information. They can actually go there and find out about your coaching, about your show and upcoming guests, and what else can they see there?
Oh, then I have a big part of my blog, which is just sharing with people, giving them some of my experience, some of my wisdom. I'm not posting regularly every day, but every time I have an idea or something that I really want to share with people, I'm either doing a video or a post blog or something like this. For example, I think yesterday or the day before, I was learning something about spirituality and material world, and it just inspired me to share with people that the two are really working together and that we need to nurture the two. It's like what I said before, the two people that I have inside me. they need to work together. So we need to use spirituality to help us living a good life, but we can only live a good life if we are also at some level spiritual and nurturing our inner being also.
Very good. Yes, absolutely.
So the blog has a lot of videos, a lot of material, a lot of posts, a lot of articles, and this kind of information also. But also, it's if people are interested to join this community I'm part in, and there's also a business opportunity attached to this, they are very welcome to contact me, and I will guide them to this opportunity if they want to.
You said that there's a business associated with this?
Yeah, the community is in part. I can describe this in three parts. One part is a personal development tool, so to help people really to go deep inside them and do some transformation. The second part is really the community of people around us that are some of them are very business oriented, some are very personal development oriented, and we have a call every morning where we share, where we mastermind, where we at least share the good positive attitude and inspire each other. And then there is a business also if they want to be part of.
Oh, good. So those who are looking for, and I know there are many who listen to this show who want to have an internet business or some kind of a business that they can get going on, Bertrand,
yes,
is the person to contact.
Yeah, they can contact me, and we can see if this is the right fit for them or not. But yeah, they can ask, and I would be very, very happy to inform them what it is and how it works, and then introduce them to other people, and also give them a little invitation to join the community on one or two calls, so that they can feel by themselves if this resonates with them or not.
And you know what? This is going to resonate with quite a few people listening today. I just know it, because the demand to have a more stable income. And for me, I find that the internet, where you have access to the entire world, is a stable form of employment.
Yeah, it is. It is. And a lot of people of the community are getting very wealthy from this business model, and it's working very well. But what I will say also is I tried several of them, to be honest with you, and some I just join, and people say, okay, yeah, contact your friend and your family and so on, and it will work. And it never worked for me, because I need to build trust. I need people to really have a connection with people before I do this. But this business here is a little bit different, because not only you have the support of the community, but also you have the support to set you up on the internet, how to sell, and really there are really very good coaching, business coaching courses also. And in the same time, if you want to be a good entrepreneur, you first need to develop your inner skills, but also your mindset around money and how to be on the internet and how to be present on the internet. And all of this is part of this. It's kind of a package, and it's pretty difficult to explain this on a call. It's easier to experience this, but this is what it is. And I must say that I learned so much about myself, about my power, about coming out and talking to people, about I have so much confidence now to be authentic in whatever situation I am in. Mm. And that's because of this community. But also the business skills of being present on the internet, of how to do videos, how to talk on the phone and everything, have been very valuable for me too.
That's wonderful. Okay, so now I want to tell everybody to go to designyourdreamlife.org and check it out. You've got to contact him and, you know, at least ask him about his business and how to get going on it. It may fit you, it may not fit you, but if you don't take that chance, you'll never know.
No, that's true, that's true. And this is how I met Liz Green. I was just following her because she had good vibes and she was very positive and so on. And one day there was a link and saying, come and partner with me. And I think this was probably one of the biggest tipping points of my life. And now we can see the ramification of this is my daughter Julie now is a happy girl. And I just want to tell a small story about this just after. And I am confident enough to talk in front of a room of 500 or 1,000 people about my life, because I gathered all the skills and all the beliefs of who I am, and with all the authenticity and being me and being present that I did not have before. They were always in me, but I didn't know they were in me. And just a little story about my daughter is that because of the separation and so on, I decided to go to see a social worker to help me because I was lost. And we started the work in June, July with Julie. And in January, we had a review, and the social worker was asking her, where were you last year in the scale of happiness and feeling well on a scale to 0 to 10? And her answer was a dramatic zero, which shocked me completely. But you could feel, I could see and feel this was true. And when she asked, where are you now? She said, a resounding 10. And again, I could feel this. So it was a complete shift of how she is, how she feels, and how she sees life. And that's because I improved myself. I choose to have this life, but also I had the support of the community because many times I wanted to give up, to be honest.
Oh, that's brilliant. Wonderful.
I know it's a very powerful story, but it's completely true. And people don't really realize that all this power is inside them. And I believe more and more that if we really desire something in our life, it's already inside us. And we just need to let it grow, and we need to allow it to come. And not allowing doesn't mean sitting back and doing nothing. It means creating the environment so that this seed can grow.
Oh. How true. How true. It's wonderful. Well, Bertrand, guess what? Our time is almost gone. Any last words for the listeners?
Yes. What I would like really to everybody to get very, very inspired. I'm coming from a very poor background, family background. And I had a lot of issues to deal with, money and so on. And then I had this big crash, and I'm just a normal person. You know, I don't have mega skills that other people don't have. And when you choose to live your life by design, and when you choose to live your life letting your inner strength, your inner power, talk and express yourself, and you choose to be authentic, then everything in your life changes. And it's all a choice. It's all a choice. And everybody, I really mean everybody, has this choice and has this power to do this, to shift their life. No matter where they are in life, no matter, they can do this. And I really hope that some of you that are listening to this show are going to embrace it and take the right actions, or the actions that will lead them to a more fulfilling life.
What a wonderful message. Well, thank you so much. I really, really loved having you on the show. And I want to urge all the listeners to go hear you every single Wednesday with a brand new show every Wednesday. And, of course, the name of the show is Design Your Dream Life.
Yeah, make it simple because else I will get confused.
Thank you so much. I loved having you.
Thank you very much, Julie. It was a pleasure.
Well, listeners, this wonderful interview happened last week with Bertrand, so I wanted to give everyone an update as to what happened with my cat. My cat is now back to normal, and it's if he was never sick to begin with. As a matter of fact, he's outside on the deck sunning himself right now, and he's playing and eating normally. You know, I had been told by so many, why pay all that money for a once stray cat? I had such an inner conflict going on. Should I pay more? And what if he dies anyway? But I want him well. But the amount of money, ugh. So I was thrilled that I talked to Bertrand, who helped me gain great clarity of my personal issue that was actually blocking resolution to my cat's illness. Once I quit giving my power, and actually the cat's power, away to a thing such as money, and I started thinking about, well, wait a minute, a few thousand dollars is very small in compared to all the joy and unconditional love that cat gives me. And you know what? I do live in an abundant world. I can easily create more money, faster than I could ever realize. So the issue became resolved. I'll pay whatever it takes. I will get that cat well. And I started focusing on seeing the cat playing in the backyard again, rolling in the dirt, having a great time. And then the shift occurred. I put my thoughts back on the cat's health and well-being. The cat started to improve immediately, and within 2 days was back at home. What a brilliant lesson for me. I thanked my cat for giving me a huge shift of consciousness, and I thanked Bertrand for assisting me to gain great clarity. This is an exciting time. Now, next week, we have scientific reporter Lynn McTaggart talking about her brand new book called The Bond. This is a fabulous book, and it brings to light everything that's going on in the world today, from politics to new scientific discoveries to the bonding with each other. And after that, we are having Mayan calendar scientist Carl Johan Kalman talking about the actual end date of October 28, 2011, instead of December 21st, 2012. Through the Mayan calendar, Dr. Kalman predicted the collapse of the economy in 2008 by 2 days and predicted the Japanese earthquake. And not to hold you in suspense for a week, but the world isn't coming to an end anytime soon. Well, maybe perhaps 500,000 years from now or a million years from now. But your life is going to start getting easier starting in November 2011. So come back and share your energy with me. I can hardly wait until we are together again. Big hugs and love to you all. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again next week with another great show. For more information, go to lawofattractiontools.com or contact Jules personally at jules@loaradionetwork.com.